This is the Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Gives me great pleasure to welcome to the WVXU studios John Faraday, the new executive director of the Mercantile Library downtown, taking over for Albert Pyle a few months ago, and here to talk about the present and the future of the Mercantile. John, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
I'll begin with asking your origin story. How'd you end up in Cincinnati, John?
You know, like a lot of people, I came because of a spouse.
I hear that a lot.
Yes, it seems to be a common thread. My wife and I and our four kids were living in Phoenix and working at the newspaper, the Arizona Republic, owned by Gannett, which also owns the Inquirer. Mm-hmm. So we moved for work, and that was about 3.5 years ago, and we really fell in love with the city pretty much instantaneously. It's a great place. We were thrilled to get here, and now we both left the paper, but we're never leaving the city.
I was going to say, I read a lot about your love for the city when you were writing in the paper, and I wondered how you were introduced to the Mercantile when you came to town, because it's not something that may pop right out for many people.
It's funny, I walked into it for an event, that was about probably January of 2014, and I got up to the top of that elevator and walked to the door, and my mind was just blown. I was like, you know, what is this place, and how did I never know about it? So like any smart reporter, I said, well, I'm gonna write a story so we can run some photographs. The whole thing was just an idea to just have enough words so we could show the city how gorgeous that place is. I fell in love with it right away. I'm from a book family. My parents are big readers. I'm the youngest of five kids. We're all readers, and I just loved it the minute I walked through the door. Wrote that story, and then about a year later, the job opened up. Albert announced that he was going to be leaving, and you know, by the summer. And I threw my hat into the ring. It was the first job I had applied for in decades.
Really?
I had to write a resume, and which I was not good at, but thrilled to get the job and really happy to be there.
So for those who don't know, talk about the Mercantile Library and introduce this. This is your job now,
this
John.
This is my job.
You have to tell the story and share the passion. So as we've heard it before from Albert Pyle, but he had many years to hone his story. So.
Yes.
So I'll put you on the spot and say, so tell me about the Mercantile Library, John Faraday.
I can tell you what I love about it. I love its origin. I love the fact that it was 1835, and a bunch of businessmen, they were all men, wanted a place to read and to learn. And that's such a great start for any organization. They put their money together, they bought books, they pooled the books they had, and they just wanted a place to read and to learn. And you can't beat that. So I just keep trying to go back to that origin. Because they weren't quiet guys. They were workers. They were hustlers. They mm-hmm. were in a good sense hustlers. They owned their own shops. They had made a fair amount of money, but they weren't fancy people. They didn't have great education. They didn't have a lot of opportunities, but they made the most of what they had. And then they decided, what we'll do with this is learn. I love that story. It's something I should keep coming back to. Everything we do, I should look at, well, what would they think? So that's my goal, is to keep getting back to what they think, what they hoped for when they started the place in 1835 and signed a 10,000-year lease. And the arrogance, I love the arrogance of them. They made it renewable. Yeah. So it's a 10,000-year lease that is renewable at the end of the 10,000 years. I can imagine them sitting around thinking, well, wait a minute.
Yeah. What happens?
What are we going to do 10,000 years from now?
I'm speaking with John Faraday. He's the executive director at the Mercantile Library in downtown Cincinnati. You can learn more about the history of the Mercantile and what it does at our website, wvxu.org. You'll find a link to their website at our website. And so explain how the Mercantile works. It began with these businessmen who came together, pooled their resources, they wanted to learn, they continued to learn, and they really built the literary scene here in Cincinnati. But it kind of started out, as you said, more practical. They wanted to learn how to do business better.
I'm glad you asked, because one of my jobs, I think, is to kind of help tell our story. we are a membership library, but we are not a country club. You know, anyone who wants to join can join. You don't need a sponsor. You don't need $1 million. It's $55 a year. It's $4.50 a month, I figured out. I divided that number by 12 and got there, showing my math prowess. But it... So I'm trying to make, I'd love it to be more active. I would love us to have more members. And more importantly, I'd like the members we have to use it more, to come. I want to have more events. I want more things where someone says, wait a minute, I have to go to that. So that's my goal. That's what I'm hoping for. I think we need to, we're a little hidden away up there.
Yes.
And if I had a dollar for every time I heard someone say, oh, this is the best kept secret in the city, it pains me deeply. I'm thinking I'd like it to be a less well kept secret or an open secret or no secret. We're a little hidden away up there. And sometimes I wonder if those guys in 1835 would say, get down on the street, get, you know, what are you doing up there? This, it's not an ivory tower. It's a place for thought and words and stories, and they're supposed to be shared, not hidden away.
Well, it's also nice to escape to that little hidden spot in downtown Cincinnati too, though. The hustle and the bustle of the street level,
it
it's
sure
nice
is.
To go up there and walk into the Mercantile and the shelves of books welcoming you, and the you can still hear the street, but it's way down there.
It is gorgeous. Every morning I walk in there and I cannot believe my good fortune. It is it smells like books. It really does.
It does. Yes.
You get.
I thought about it that way.
It's an incredible place, and people do use it for some quiet and to escape. And I love that. We never want to change the place. The place will stay exactly as it is because it's really perfect. I couldn't imagine a thing I'd change. But we will never. That place will never change. I just like to get more folks up into it.
So it is a membership library, meaning you have to pay a fee to be able to check the books out.
Yes.
But the books have, well, let's just say your collection has grown since 1835. It started out with just a few dozen books and has grown to quite a collection. And it really covers the gamut. So it's not just business books.
No, not at all. In fact, that's probably our weakest link. We have moved away from that entirely. And we're bringing in, you know, 20 new books a week. I mean, we are trying to be very current with literature, fiction, nonfiction, memoirs, everything. We are we've got books coming in droves. So we are a working library, which is difficult because the library industry is kind of hard. You know, circulation is at libraries everywhere is down a little bit. People buy books, people read them on their phones. People, you know, It's tricky. We're trying to figure that out, trying to stay current with what people want to read, which is a challenge. But I know we're up to it. We have, you know, Chris and Cedric in there know everything. Mm-hmm. If that's my favorite part of the library is if someone comes in and says, what's good? They will say, well, what do you like? What's the last book? And they say, I liked X. They're going to say, oh, then you definitely want to read Y and Z. It's really the best part of the library, I think. You know, what, tell me what you're reading. It's a joy. It's a great conversation. We get to have it every day.
Well, you talk about getting more people up there into the Mercantile Library in downtown. Yeah. And you do that through a lot of, there's lectures and concerts and reading and author events. What do you have coming up in the beginning of your tenure here, John?
We're busy. Fall is apparently our busy season. Mm-hmm. I just have come to realize that. David Brooks is coming at the end of this month. He is our Niehoff lecture, and we've never had a more popular one. We've sold 600 seats. We've sold out for David Brooks from the New York Times, which shouldn't surprise me. He's, you know, he's smart and he's relevant and he's thoughtful. It seems like he's someone that everyone in the political spectrum can respect, agree with sometimes, disagree with sometimes, but always think, yeah, that seems reasonable. That's I understand that point of view. So that's our big event of the year. That's at the end of October. We just had Nancy Horan through the door. We had Michelle Alexander through the door. It, it's It's been great. We're in good shape, and you know, now we're stacking the decks for 2016, trying to line people up. That next time I'm here, I should be able to have
quite a lineup for us.
Quite a lineup for you, with actual names attached to actual events and dates. if I'm welcomed back, we will do that. We'll be able to talk about what's coming up.
Executive Director of the Mercantile Library, John Faraday, talking about David Brooks coming to town. It is sold out, but you can find out about other activities at the Mercantile at our website and at the Mercantile website. And I wanted to ask about your vision for the future. There's a lot that goes on at the Mercantile. How are you, as the new Executive Director, planning on building on that?
I'd like to say I had a great idea. I have ideas of ideas. I do think we need to... I love that we're the literary center of the city. What a great distinction. And mm-hmm. It's true. It's, you know, it's not a catchphrase. It's just true. I'd like more storytelling, maybe. I think there's a real thirst for that in this town and everywhere, but particularly in this town. This town likes stories and it likes history. I don't know if it's our architecture or, you know, the fact that there's so many Germans, Italians, and Irish here that we all love a good story, but there's something
could be
that. People do like stories, and I want to keep having really good authors walk through the door because that excites people. That really, that gets people in. You know, this week we're having Harper Ever After. Sarah Pierce is coming in and with Bret Harper, and we're going to look at some of their earliest art. So that's the type of thing I want to do. That's interesting and it's relevant to Cincinnati, but it's new and it's exciting.
So John Faraday, Executive Director of the Mercantile Library, a question we like to ask on the book club at 91.7 is, what are you reading? And I know you have a lot to choose from. Do you have time to read? And if so, what are you reading, John?
I do have time to read a little bit. We have four kids.
Well, I heard that before, too. That's why I qualified the question,
yes.
John. So.
Four kids, all of whom play sports. There's a lot of moving pieces in our household. But my goal by the end of the year is I'm going to set aside an hour a day in the library just to read. But I am reading now. My favorite author is Kate Atkinson. Mm-hmm. And I just read Life After Life, which I think is the best book I've read in the past year, maybe longer than that. I've got God in Ruins, and I'm just kind of sitting it. I'm waiting for it. I want it to be. I want to give myself a little time before I get into it because they're kind of coupled, although not completely coupled. I'm rereading all of Joan Didion.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying my hardest. It's. I know I shouldn't reread because there's a lot of books
in the world.
So many
books, so little time.
So I know. It's really true. It's really true. Nothing makes me more concerned about the fact that we're not going to live forever when I look at all the books I should read and want to read. But it's time for me to reread those because they're darn good. I'll clean up my language.
Well, John, I appreciate you taking the time to stop by this morning. It's greatly appreciated, and best of luck with your tenure.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
John Faraday, Executive Director of the Mercantile Library. You can learn more about the Mercantile and all that happens there in that sweet spot in the literary scene of Cincinnati at our website, wvxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.